There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archived for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
Welcome to the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
All right, you little smart Alex who listened to the program overnight and were giggling at us because we didn't get May the 4th be with you, but we got it. I mean, if you listen to the program, we got it. It's kind of like the people who predict the winner of the Kentucky Derby on Monday. That's not kosher. Come on. You know, it's like the old joke about the two teams are playing. The one team heard the whistle blow to say it was lunchtime, and they went home, and it only took the other team three more plays to score. Come on, guys. All right, I know terrible old jokes. Fair enough. All right, so we did get the fourth be with you, and today is the fifth be with you, Margaritaville.
Mm-hmm.
I thought that was pretty good on my part. Of course, that's trying to atone for yesterday's not picking up, but neither did you, so there. All right, let's talk a little bit more about danger.
Well, Bill just says, get married. That's the most dangerous thing.
I was sure somebody was going to do that. You go, Bill. I'm so proud of you.
Felicity says, gave birth. Long story, but I ended up having a C-section, and we both almost died. She's my miracle baby for sure.
Wow.
Yeah.
I wonder how many years ago that was.
Yeah. Well, that's good. That
I'm glad you're both.
Survived.
I'm
blessed. Yeah. And the baby too.
Did you know the United States is very high up on the number of C-sections that are performed, much higher than most of the world.
Really.
And the assumption, which is not nearly as safe as just giving birth. I mean, that C-section should be used as an emergency procedure, not as the first choice because it's surgery.
Mm-hmm.
And, if either the mother or the child are at risk, then you do it. But apparently you do it because doctors are happier, they can sort of plan around it more easily. But it's not a very safe – surgery, by definition, isn't a very safe procedure.
Alan just says, trusting a fart.
I beg your pardon?
Yeah. And moving on.
Trusting a fart is dangerous. I guess I have to think about that one for a while, don't I?
Yeah.
Well, folks, thank you for sharing.
just a couple.
That one's going to resonate for a while, I'm afraid,
probably.
Today, which is probably part of the problem.
Yeah. Just a couple more here. Genevieve says, fell out of a moving car on a busy highway. Not intentionally, of course. And by the grace of God, was not seriously hurt.
My sister did that, too.
She says, my age at the time was about 7 or 8 years old.
Yeah.
What happened with your sister?
Well, we had one of those station wagons that has the window that faces, the seat that faces backwards and the window that opens.
Oh.
I don't know. I'm to this day don't know if one of my brothers pushed her. I don't know. She was pretty young. I think she was about 3.
Mm-hmm.
I remember I was in the car. I was not back there because I get car sick back there. But somebody said, Debbie isn't here. And what? So I went back, and she kind of bounced. She was a little scraped up, but she was okay. Mm. It was really, that's a truly scary thing.
Wow.
So, yeah, but I guess it's not all that uncommon. The kids are either playing or bouncing around, or I don't know. I still to this day don't know exactly what happened, except it was scary.
Yeah. Last one here from Pat. Pat says, date a narcissist?
Yeah, no. I was going to say, right. Well, it's kind of like our phone call from the mom. You know, the narcissists are, sociopaths, and one could argue that a narcissist is kind of borderline sociopath, they're really good at being seductive, right? They're really good at figuring out the clues and the cues that other people sort of ignore. But the problem in theory, being with somebody who's very sensitive to you, to your moods, to your needs, is it would be viewed as positive, right? If they're really tuned in, and it's because they care so much about you. The question is, it's kind of like, I was talking with a friend of mine who's a doctor, and he said it's not who takes the biopsy, it's or who takes the, you know, the biopsy, it's who reads the biopsy. And so the idea is that what's the purpose of this? That a narcissist who's really good at reading the signals and the symptoms, in theory, is wonderful. The question is, what do they do with it? And if what they do is try to make you feel good, and it has no strings attached, I mean, that's a wonderful relationship. If it's they're using to manipulate you or to make you feel that you're the only, they're the only person who can ever love you, as we talked about, you know, the bad mom, the bad boyfriend kind of thing. If you're really not very special, but luckily you found me and I value the fact that you're not very special, and so you're special to me. That's not, I mean, when you talk about self-esteem, that's the corrosion of self-esteem, right? It says that nobody will love me except this person, and I'm not really lovable except this person, so I should hang on to them like crazy because it's the only time it'll ever happen. So, yeah, what can I tell you? All right, are we done with the dangers or not?
That was the last one we got.
All right.
I don't know if anything has come in since in the last couple minutes. One more. Sorry, one that just came in.
Okay.
This one.
It's when we say hot off the presses, we are not messing around.
This one's from Dave. Dave says, date, marry, have children with, divorce, and co-parent with a narcissist.
Well, you know, let me just say something about narcissism for a moment. It's one of those terms. Remember, they're terms that get bandied about in psychology that are sometimes useful, but often hyped to the point of complete inanity, all right? We used to talk about, I'm just trying to think of some, narcissism is the latest, low self-esteem. trying to think of some other ones, when I don't cough to death. Epstein-Barr virus, remember that was hypoglycemia. And all of these terms are real, but they get get used to a point that they no longer have any meaning. Hypersensitivity, ADHD. I mean, I know I'm supposed to be coughing on the air. I don't have a cough switch. I don't even have a sneeze switch. But the idea being that a narcissistic personality is somebody who looks at the world only, I mean, all of us look at the world through our own eyes, but are unable to in any way understand anybody else's needs or goals or wants or needs or anything else. They're really unable. And you can say, well, are they unwilling or unable? But to a certain extent, it doesn't make any difference, does it? If they're unwilling, it doesn't make any difference if they have the ability. They're just not doing it. So everything is always about them. And to a certain extent, our society, I think, tends to encourage that because we've gotten to be a nation of victims, right? Of crybabies and busybodies. Something has always happened to us. Someone else has already done it. We are always the victim. And we want to sort of focus on other people's faults and inadequacies. And so that kind of climate encourages the narcissistic personality. Now, narcissism is in fact a personality disorder. So it shouldn't be bandied about in the same way that you talk about somebody. I know another one. We talk about depression when what we really mean is sadness. Or we talk about bipolarity when we really talk about somebody who is moody. And now, certainly, there are gradations here, but words should have meaning, and especially when the words should be used for a particular purpose. And if all we're doing is trying to disparage somebody, we need to be careful about it. And unfortunately, I'm not disparaging your discomfort or your unhappiness or the fact that it didn't work out well, but we do, I mean, narcissism is really one of those terms that's gotten bandied about to the point of, find me somebody who's not a narcissist. They'd be suffering from low self-esteem. That was a joke. Sort of. 855-99-37569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Can Heart and Body Extract help with other ailments besides heart conditions, high blood pressure, clogged arteries, or unbalanced cholesterol? It did for Karen.
I've been using Heart and Body Extract for approximately 2 weeks. I've had an earwax buildup problem for many years, with over-the-counter stuff not working at all. I have very poor hearing due to this earwax buildup. Well, after 2 weeks of taking Heart and Body Extract, my earwax buildup almost completely cleared up. Could this be the effect of better body circulation?
Heart and Body Extract is an effective 100% organic nutritional supplement specially formulated to allow your body to heal itself.
My hearing is almost completely back to normal. I'm amazed.
Order by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for long and healthy life.
Hi, John Huebner from Midas Resources. Are you tired of watching your hard-earned assets dwindle away? As government spending is out of hand and the Federal Reserve is creating in excess of $20 billion a week, are you tired of stockbrokers gambling away your hard-earned money? Is this market a setup for a crash greater than 1987? Too many of today's policies resemble those that led to the collapse of 1929.
This is John Huebner, and that was me in 2007. And we all know what happened when the subprime credit bubble burst. By March 2009, the dollar lost 50% of its value. The entire U.S. banking system was on the verge of collapsing. Like all financial problems of the past, is history about to repeat itself? Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129, before it's too late to protect yourself. Will the oncoming catastrophe take all private IRAs, 401ks with it? There is a way to protect your hard-earned assets. Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129.
Did you know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of only the most alkaline minerals. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins, and helps you regain health and energy. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen content, and raises the pH of your body to healthy levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's A-L-K-A-Vision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
Hi, my name is Scott Fuchs, teacher and rowing coach for over 14 years. I was sluggish, overweight, on prescription drugs, and only 30-something. Fortunately, I was referred to Dr. Z, and happy to say Dr. Z's all-natural protocols over a consistent course resolved my health issues. I'm in the best shape of my life, and most importantly, on zero medications.
I'm Dr. Zdanowski, author of Evology, trained as a primary care physician, surgical manipulation under anesthesia, expert in nutrition, diet, weight loss, immune system, and I specialize in chiropractic. My 15 years of professional experience has taught me the four keys to vibrant health: a balanced musculoskeletal system, an integrated nervous system, a flowing lymphatic system, and a body filled with over 90 essential nutrients. This has been a secret too long. Actualize your potential, reverse disease. Call me, Dr. Z. 201-945-1177, 201-945-1177, evolveyourself.com.
Across America, this is the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Great idea, 855-99-3-7-5-6-9. Should we catch up on, we were talking about dangerous things. I was sure everybody was going to just put down marriage, but we only got one or two of those, so that was okay. And some of you guys, I mean, we hear that don't walk on the train tracks. It's a really dangerous thing to do. And if you drop something on the tracks, leave it. There we go. Alrighty, how about an email, since we are sort of getting, we sort of I think what happens is when we do an email, people then remember that they can send an email, so they do. So every time we do one, I think we get about four or five the next day or the next, you know, 10 minutes later. There we go.
Yeah. This email is from Pauline, and Pauline says, Dr. Joy, I need advice on a kid that lives with me, mom, and his dad. Help. Dad turns the kid in his favor and leaves mom hanging. No word in edgewise, and the kid is 14 years old. He's critical of any inquiries by me regarding school, homework, and chores.
Can we go back to that first sentence? Because I'm just trying to figure out, is she the stepmom? Read the first sentence for me again.
Says, I need help. I need advice on a kid that lives with me, mom, and his dad.
Me, mom, and his dad. So does that mean she's the grandmother? She doesn't say what her relationship is.
No, does not say.
Me, mom, and dad. So, all right, keep reading, because I had the impression, but then I'm not sure that was right, that this was a stepmom and it was a divorce, but it doesn't sound like it necessarily is. All right, so me, mom, and dad, 14-year-old, start from the top again.
Okay, I need advice on a kid that lives with me, mom, and his dad.
Right.
Dad turns the kid in his favor and against mom. Mom gets no word edgewise, and the kid is 14 years old. He's critical of any inquiries by me regarding school and homework and chores. Is he just being a brat? I need some advice.
This is one of those emails that asks more questions than it answers. I don't know what your relationship is. If I had to guess, it would sound to me that you're either a sister of the mom or the dad, or a grandparent, but I hear that there's a family dynamic of which you don't approve. If I had to guess, I would guess that you're the mother-in-law, if I had to guess. But, you know, me guessing when we've got emails is not very helpful, because if I'm guessing wrong, then I'm of no use to you whatsoever. So, folks, reread your emails and make sure that if somebody from Mars was reading it, that would be me, that I'm going to figure out what you're actually talking about. I'm going to make the assumption, I guess temporarily, that you are related most likely to mom on this, and feeling that mom's not getting a fair shake in parenting the 14-year-old, that the dad is kind of a bully, and the 14-year-old has adopted the dad's persona with respect to you being allied with his mom. That's the assumption I'm making. As you can hear, it's a major assumption, and if it's not accurate, then everything I'm saying is going to be unreliable, I suppose. That 14-year-olds tend not to like inquiries about anything, because it feels like the Spanish Inquisition. So instead of asking him how he's doing at school, take him out for an ice cream cone or a walk. And we know that males in particular do much better side by side rather than eyeball to eyeball. There's just something very atavistic about males eyeball to eyeball. And it's just one of the things I found it out. You know, I'm not a male. Duh. And I found it out when I was doing some research on It's a Jungle Out There, Jane, of just understanding that men really are hardwired somewhat differently than women, whether we were originally, but the surviving gene pool responds in some characteristic ways. It doesn't mean we can't unlearn, but it means that you're dealing with a slightly different set of initial responses. So in this particular case, 14-year-olds are notorious for not, you know, for not being particularly open, especially about areas they feel sensitive about. 14-year-old boys in particular are probably, I mean, 14-year-old little girls don't talk to their mom either, but they talk to each other. 14-year-old boys tend not to talk with anybody. They don't talk with each other because they're macho. They don't talk with girls because they're still sort of pre-sexual in most cases. They don't talk to parents because 14-year-olds tend not to talk with their parents. So you being sort of allied as more parental than peer, and again, boys don't tend to talk with their peers at 14 either, instead of asking him questions, you might want to share sort of remembrances that you have of either, especially if his mom is your daughter, of who she was as a 14-year-old, of interesting things, of maybe going to movies together, figuring out neutral activities where you're creating a bond of intimacy and trust. So if he has something he wants to talk to you about, then he can. Asking kids about school, especially if they're not very good at school, which is the reason we tend to do that. I mean, when kids do well in school, they're quite often willing to share because it's something they feel very proud of. So if they're not, and you're curious about it, it may be because he's not very good at it. So the likelihood of him wanting to share that with you diminishes in the context of all the other reasons why he's not going to share anything with you. So rather than asking him questions, just being a resource for him of talking about who his mom was, or even his dad if you knew him when he was a young man, or your experiences, or your experiences with your parents. In other words, giving him something rather than asking him something, because especially when we feel vulnerable, which 14-year-olds are really the essence of vulnerability, it feels like the Spanish Inquisition. Even if you mean it as a neutral thing or a way of just keeping up the conversation, take him to the movies. Go talk about whether he really liked this Avengers better than Captain America, or if he's looking forward to new Star Trek movies, or does he think Ant-Man's going to be any good. I mean, find some areas that he's interested in. And I know some of those sound like questions, but you could say, you know, I really like this. Would you like to go to the movies with me? Or do you have an opinion about this? Or could you help me understand this? You know, I didn't quite get the plot in Ultron. The plot is completely unintelligible for everybody, but maybe 14-year-olds can sort it out. So just I think what you're trying to do for the long run is just establish a bond with him in a place where he feels he can come to you. Be very careful that you're not undermining either parent, because that's going to make him feel, first of all, manipulated. Second of all, you're going to get caught in the middle, because he's going to go to one of the other parents and say to his dad, well, she doesn't like the way you talk to me, or to a mom of, gee, how come? So don't badmouth anybody, because that will instantly be conveyed back, just because it's the nature of adolescence, the nature of kids. So what you want to do is be a stable, kind of neutral presence in the household. And I realize it sounds like, you know, living in somebody else's household in our country, since we don't really very much practice the extended family, is always a tricky position. And just view yourself as stable, positive, helpful, and non-inquiring, non-judgmental, and see what you get. My guess is that there's more information here that would be more helpful to me, but so you can send me another email if you like. All right, 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Facebook.com and Twitter.com/Dr. Joy Brown Show.
I want you to imagine a phone service that will transform the way you do business. Telesphere, the pioneer in cloud communications, is now part of Vonage, providing voice, video, and data over one of the largest private, secure cloud networks. Imagine extending voice and video to all your mobile devices, plus integration with your CRM. With custom solutions for any size business, imagine no more. Visit Vonage.Telesphere.com and sign up now for free HD desk phones.
Attention, do you owe money to the IRS or have years of unfiled returns? Are you being audited or receiving threatening letters? If the answer is yes, you need help. The IRS can seize your property and assets, impose fines and penalties, garnish your wages, and even go after your bank account. Don't take on the IRS by yourself. Don't let the IRS destroy your life. Take action now. Call our team of experts for a free and confidential initial evaluation. We've helped thousands resolve their tax problems. Let us help you. 800-261-7073. 800-261-7073.
Heart and Body Extract continues to receive positive testimonials from people who have experienced amazing results, like Reed.
I just wanted to send you a quick but a very big thank you for Heart and Body Extract. I've been on the formula for nearly a month now, and the improvement in the circulation of my legs has been simply amazing.
Reed was facing a tough choice.
I was facing surgery due to the severity of the 100% blocked arteries in both my legs. And my decision, waiting for surgery, to say no and try Heart and Body Extract instead, has been thankfully the right decision.
And the result?
I can now walk up steps without noticeable pain.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305, or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
If you constantly feel run down and tired, your pH level might be low and your body could be full of toxins. If what you drink is not at a pH level of 8 or higher, you are inviting bacteria and acid to thrive in your body. But there is something you can do. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH drops to your water to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise your pH balance to optimum levels. AlkaVision Plasma pH drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals in the world, alkalizing the water you drink, ridding your body of acidic waste and toxins, and helping you regain energy and vibrant health. And studies show viruses, bacteria, and toxins cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH drops at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
By now, you may have heard a bit about Bitcoins. But did you know Bitcoins are now over an $8.5 billion market? And did you know that over 65,000 businesses now accept Bitcoins? Listen, if you're already earning Bitcoins or trying to make money in the Bitcoin market, you've got to know BidBit.co. Why? Because BidBit.co is where you can easily receive Bitcoin by selling and auctioning off your own personal items or promote business products and services for Bitcoin. You heard right. Whether personal or business, you can now buy, sell, and auction your product and services quickly, easily, and securely for Bitcoin at BidBit.co, the first and only marketplace website to offer BidBit escrow, a proprietary technology which gives buyers and sellers security and peace of mind because all transactions are protected. Start today. It's free to join, free to post, free to auction, and free to bid at BidBit.co. Buy, sell, bid, or auction everything Bitcoin. That's www.bidbit.co. BidBit.co.
There's a man named Dr. Joel Wallach who is anything but your typical doctor, both a veterinarian and naturopathic physician. Doc asks, why does the United States spend more money on health care by far and still rank 50th in health and longevity worldwide? He believes that people should empower themselves with a basic understanding of nutrition, take charge of their health, and attain optimal health and longevity through nutrition, not by toxic prescription drugs that lead to side effects and more toxic prescription drugs. Doc Wallach's message is resonating with an increasing number of Americans who are waking up to all the big government, big pharma, and big insurance manipulation of our healthcare system. I'm George Norrie, and I like what Doc Wallach is saying and doing to enlighten people about healthcare. Visit brightsideben.com and listen to Doc Wallach's Deadly Recipes lecture. It makes a lot of sense, and I urge you to join the Brightside Ben team. Go to brightsideben.com. That's brightsideben.com.
Talking about what really matters, your family, your relationships, your life. It's the Dr. Joy Brown Show at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Hey, Dr. Joy, Troy loves you. I'm actually, I got to hurry up with the phone call because I got a 2 o'clock interview.
For what kind of thing?
I was laid off about a month and a half ago, so I'm looking for a new engineering job here.
Good. All right.
I'm just kind of tough.
We'll get the problem off your shoulders so you can be your best self. What's up?
Ironically, it has more to do with my girlfriend. I have a girlfriend who lives in Sweden, and I live in Detroit. Yeah,
talking about your basic long distance. Okay.
Yeah, but this one's really horrible. Like, we've been sort of off and on for 5 years, and I've seen her for, I guess, make a long story short, 5 years, and I'm 37. She's 25. She will be 25 this year. We have a big battle. I don't want to move there, or I tried to move there. She doesn't want to move here. When I got laid off, I went to visit her, and I, you know, put my resume out there and everything, trying to get something going and trying to get a job over there. That didn't pan out. It's gotten to a point where I'm sort of, now that I talk to her, I'm just frustrated. Like, I'm not even happy that I'm in this relationship. And just a lot of sort of beautiful women are here in Michigan. So I guess my question for you, at this point, I want to move on because I'm 37 and I'm starting to just feel a lot of personal pressure.
So the question is what?
The question is, you know, how do I let go? Because as soon as I sort of try to quit calling, she just constantly calls me and she constantly tells me how much she loves me.
Well, but how often have you spent? How much time have you spent together in the last year?
Oh, 4 weeks.
Yeah.
But you know, we talk to each other three times a day.
What if you said to her, "Look, let's take 6 months off and see," because Kevin, you don't know either. It may be that if you take 6 months off from her, that you're really going to miss her like crazy, and the two of you decide that it's not going to be Detroit or Stockholm. Maybe it'll be Paris or something.
Right.
But I think at this moment, the obvious thing to do is just take a break and not talk to each other, not see each other. I mean, the seeing each other is so episodic that it's not going to make much difference. But not talk to each other, you're going to miss each other. But say to her, look, we have to decide to fish or cut bait. That you're relatively young, I'm a decade older than you are, enough already. I mean, I love you, I think you're wonderful. No one can take away Stockholm or Detroit from us, but this isn't workable at this moment. Let's take 6 months off, not write to each other, not talk to each other, and let's agree that 6 months from today, that we'll get in touch and we'll see where both of us are.
Right.
And saying, believe it or not, saying in 6 months, let's get in touch, may help because it makes both of you feel like it's not the panic if I'll never see this person again.
Yeah.
But that's what I would say is no writing, no phone calls, no email, no nothing for 6 months. And let's see where both of us are. And if both of us are crazy about each other, then maybe one or the other of us can make, or maybe both of us make some concessions. But at this moment, we care about each other, but neither of us are willing to give up the country that we live in, the city that we live in. But that's what I would do. And
yeah, I agree. I think at this point, it's like I'm not even working right now, so I'm trying to sort of get myself together.
Yeah.
First.
Yeah, and I think it's a reasonable thing to do for both of you because you may find that either way, I mean, either the two of you will miss each other so much that both of you will be committed to finding something else to do, or one of you will and one of you won't, which point you're in, you know, the relationship's over. Or both of you will understand that you're crazy about each other, you'll always have a special place in each other's heart, but it's just not a workable relationship.
Right.
And next time, I would probably try to find someone not only in my own zip code, but my own country.
That's actually the plan right now.
I know. But you're also going to need a little bit of time to kind of recover from this. And even though you don't see each other very often, there's an emotional attachment. So it probably means that for at least several months, you shouldn't get involved with anybody either.
Okay.
And you can tell her that. You can say, look, it's not that there's somebody else. And, you know, I just want us to take some time from each other to either decide that we're in limbo, that we either have to move forward or move away from each other. And so I don't intend to see anybody. I'm going to work on my ass, work on my friendships, you know, get a job. And let's see where we both end up in 6 months.
Okay. Thanks, Dr.
You're welcome. Good luck on your interview.
Thank you.
Denise, you're on the air. I'm Dr. Joy Brown. Hi.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joy Brown, first-time caller. I have a 19-year-old son. I've been divorced for 14 years. And I believe that I overheard a conversation that he had with his 19-year-old girlfriend where he said some extremely foul things.
To her?
To her. You know, that she was effing lazy, that,
ooh,
you know, she should, you know, and that's why I divorced his father. And it's just it happened a couple days ago, and it's just been, I don't know what to do.
Did you say something to your son about it?
I had called him, and I told him what had happened is he accidentally dialed me on his cell phone.
Got it.
And I heard the conversation, so I called him back, and I said that I heard the conversation, and not that I didn't agree with some of the things that he said in regards to her being lazy. But
I'm not sure that's exactly your point.
but the things that he said were so foul, and that I didn't think that it was the way that you should talk to any type of a human being.
Okay. And what did he? What was his response?
He told me that it was none of my business.
Okay. How often do you see your son?
He lives with me. He lives in. We're the only two that live in the home.
Okay. Go ahead. What were you about to tell me?
I work afternoons, and he's working days right now, and so I rarely see him.
Well, you need to see him. This has got to be one of those face-to-face, but, you know, like taking him out for a cup of coffee or meeting him after work or taking him lunch or something. Because what you want him to do is, number one, be low-key and non-threatening. And you hear me all the time talk about, if you're going to have a serious conversation with a man, you have it in the same room, but not face-to-face. Because men are hardwired that face-to-face is aggression, and they'll get nasty on you. So you take a walk with your son, and you say, listen, how you're going to run your social life is completely up to you, not up to me. But you carry something, you know, your dad and I were together for the first 5 years of your life, and you see your dad, and I'm not trying to badmouth your dad, because he has some very nice characteristics. He's honest and yada yada. But do you know what? His father did the same thing to his mother. His grandfather probably did the same thing to his wife. And the point is that it's perfectly normal for human beings to get angry with one another. And especially when one is man and one is woman, they grew up differently, they have different sensibilities. And that's okay. Being angry with somebody is okay. It's not even bad communication to argue with somebody. But to badmouth somebody means that they're going to shut down. And just think, if I said to you, you're a horse's patootie who's just like your father, you're going to feel very differently than if I say, you are a really smart guy who may have gotten in some bad habits, and can we talk about them, because you may want to be aware of them. All right? And you can just give him that example. One, he's going to shut down and not listen to you and get defensive and get angry. And the other, he may be willing to listen. And I think your message to him is the same that I suggest that moms have with sons about, for example, pornography or sex or any of the other things that are traditionally viewed as one sex having a completely different perspective than the other, which is to say to him, I want you to have a long, happy marriage, which obviously your dad and I weren't able to pull off. And I think part of the reason is that you have to learn to argue with somebody, to disagree with somebody without damaging, to resolve problems rather than increase them. And the best way I know to damage somebody is to use some kind of pejorative language or to be insulting, because then they just get hurt, and there are only two responses to hurt people. They're either going to fight back, at which point you've got a whole other argument going on, or they're going to run away, at which point nothing gets resolved. And I wish that somebody had taught me better how to stand up to your dad, and I certainly wish someone had taught your dad better how to argue without losing his temper. And I want you to have a better life than I had. I want you to have a better relationship with women. And my concern is that we weren't very good role models. And first of all, because at that moment, you're not really criticizing him. You're criticizing yourself. And kids are much more likely to listen to that. So that's what I would do. And I wouldn't wait a whole lot longer. And I think the deal is, if you want to, we could do some role playing that, you know, that I'll be insulting to you, and then you can tell me how it feels. Or you can try sort of pretending I'm your girlfriend and sort of disagreeing with me and finding different ways of getting your point across, of being effective, and not starting a war when you've already got a battle going. Okay, so go and talk to him.
Okay.
Alrighty?
Thank you very much.
You're most welcome. There's actually a technique to saying something positive about somebody when you really are looking to be a little critical. It's called a sandwich, right? So if I were going to say to Manny, Manny, you're just talking too much during my program, obviously not the case, then I might say to Manny, Manny, you are so smart, and, you know, I just love the comments you make. And then I might say, but, you know, it's not the Manny and Joy show, so if you could sort of find a slightly slower rhythm, that would really help, but you're doing a great job. All right, that's called a sandwich. Manny, obviously, please don't take any of that even faintly seriously. He's now got completely mute on me.
I'm just the guinea pig, that's all.
You're just the name. Look, sometimes we call you Grinaldehyde. He's Manny, Crash Manny. Manny the Crasher. All right, so the idea being that saying something positive to somebody as opposed, and you're not supposed to say you're a great guy, but unfortunately you're stupid. That's not okay. But the idea being a little more acceptable. All right, 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY. Positive results from satisfied customers of Heart and Body Extract continue to pour into our website, hbextract.com.
This is Al from New Jersey. One day I saw your ad for Heart and Body Extract, and it mentioned that it would help me with angina, so I decided to order. I figured I had nothing to lose.
Heart and Body Extract supplies your body with everything it needs to balance itself and maintain optimal heart and circulatory health with no negative side effects.
I took the formula 3 times a day as directed, and I kid you not, within 4 days, my angina pain was completely gone.
Order HB Extract by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
I could not believe it actually stopped the pain. Heart and Body Extract actually works. This is just an amazing product. Even the numbness in my hands is completely gone.
Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional and installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
So we decided to upgrade the look of our home.
You know, improve the curb appeal.
We decided to add the look of stone to the exterior.
We really like the stacked stone look.
Yeah, but when I checked into the price, it was ridiculous. No way could we afford it.
Then a friend told me about Genstone. G-E-N-S-T-O-N-E.
Genstone comes in lightweight panels made of polyurethane. They've actually engineered the hassle out of installation. No mortar, no mesh. It was easy. Even I could do it.
We just screwed the panels to the wall and it looks like stone. I mean, it really looks like stone.
Yeah, from the box to the wall in minutes.
We love the look of our home now.
And Genstone is durable, comes with a 25-year warranty, and offers additional R-value for insulation.
If you want the look of stone at a price you can afford, call Genstone.
At 855-955-STONE. Trust me, you'll save money.
And you'll love the look.
855-955-STONE. That's 855-955-7866.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with 2 black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Have a question? Need advice? Dr. Joy Brown is here to help at 855-99-DR-JOY.
All righty, 855-993-7569. I guess because Mother's Day is coming up, although Mother's Day is not the same every place in the world, but this weekend obviously is Mother's Day in the United States, which is a big deal. And toward the end of the week, we'll talk about your favorite mother story. So you can, I don't know, did we put that up yet, Manny, or not? Tell us your favorite story about your mom.
Yeah, we did, and we have not gotten any hits on it.
Well, we're waiting until the end of the week anyway, so yeah. People could kind of think about it before they do it. Or they could, even better, they could call. Cause even then you can send, here, if you call, then what you can do is download the podcast and send it to your mom. send it to her phone.
How cool would that be? We can repost it up on Facebook, too, as we get closer to the end of the week.
All right, we're not going to worry about it. All right, but there's a new study that came out that ranks the best place to be a mom. And Canada did 20th. It's the organization is called Save the Children. It says Canadian mothers fare better than their counterparts in most other countries, but followed behind those in Australia, Singapore, and many European countries. They rank 179 countries. Okay, first is Norway. Then Finland and Iceland. Somalia is last, 179th. Scoring below the Central African Republic and the Democratic Republic of the Congo.
So Norway, Finland, and Iceland are at the top.
Well, they got socialized medicine.
Yeah. They're all, I mean, it's all in the same region of the world.
It's cold.
Yeah.
Which maybe
that.
It's better to be cold, yeah. well, fairly good. I mean, a lot of fish, a lot of water, relatively good sanitation, health care. United States is 33rd. UK is 24th, so we don't cover ourselves with glory. Yeah. They base the rankings on maternal deaths, under 5 mortality rates, schooling, income per capita, and the number of women in government. Wow, number of women in government is an interesting kind of thing, isn't it?
Yeah, it is.
I guess the idea being that you're going to have more flexibility in the workplace. One out of every 5,200 mothers in Canada dies from pregnancy-related issues, which is 3 times more than Norway. Where one in almost 14,900 mothers dies from similar causes. Maternal deaths are also far less frequent in Poland. Wow, which one every almost 20,000, 19,800 mothers loses their lives because of problems during pregnancy or childbirth. Somalia, this is terrifying. Listen to this number, is one in 18.
Mm.
That's a 6% chance that if you get pregnant, you're going to die.
Wow.
Think about that. That's horrifying.
That is insanely high.
Yeah. In terms of infant mortality, 5.2 out of every 1,000 Canadian children die before reaching the age of 5. That's more than double the under 5 deaths in Iceland, where 2.1 for every 1,000 young children die, but far less than Angola, where 167.4 out of every 1,000 children die before turning 5.
Mm.
I mean, that's 17%.
Yeah. Wow.
Ah.
Man.
Yeah. The annual Mother's Index is part of Save the Children's 2015 State of the World's Mothers Report. The overall report focused on how urbanization and poverty affect mothers and children, which are always the most vulnerable. It found the inequalities on the rise in cities, leaving the world's poorest mothers and children at greater risk. In cities and countries such as Bangladesh, India, and Kenya, the gap between rich and poor is so big that poor children are 3 to 5 times more likely to die than wealthy children. One of the worst places in the world to be a mother is in an urban slum. Giving greater attention to the health needs of the urban poor, mothers and children left behind, is essential. The Canadian government has made maternal, newborn, and child health priority in its approach. In 2014, Canada hosted the Save Every Woman, Every Child Summit, where it promised to spend $3.5 billion on maternal and infant health before the year 2020. In a September speech to the UN, Prime Minister Stephen Harper called mother and child health the cause closest to his heart. All right, here's what I was saying, because as I said, I watched a documentary about clothing, which you'd think would be pretty benign. And pretty interesting, because you get to watch impossibly, thin women wearing impossibly gorgeous, expensive clothes, except that's not what it was about. It was about the fact that clothing now has become very cheap and disposable, and people, especially kids, they have blogs where this is what I bought today. And the way that it's being, they're twofold. It's two problems. One is, because they interviewed a guy from Bangladesh who said, look, they'll come to me and they'll say, we're going to sell this in the store for $5, so you have to produce it for $4. And he'll say, okay, we'll do it. Then he'll come and they'll say, well, we find somebody else who will do it for $4, so you have to do it for $3. And he says the way that they do it is the machinery costs all the same, and basically clothing is very labor intensive. that apparently the only, I'm trying to remember what the first is, that clothing industry is the most labor intensive. I think it's something like one out of every two workers in the world is working in the clothing industry. It's huge. And it's the second most polluting industry, second only to oil. I mean, it's a horrifying story. As I said, we're going to get the guy on. But the point being, here was my solution, because I saw this thing yesterday, and I don't really buy a lot of stuff. I mean, I have so much stuff. And they said that even donating it, that when you donate to thrift shops, which always makes me feel better, they said most thrift shops can't sell the volume of stuff they get, so they just send it off to poor countries, and it becomes part of the landfill. So here's my solution to all of this, which is if ever, the Catholic Church has been very smart through the years, right? Catholic Church was the place that started the concept of tithing, right? That you give 10%. That's what tithing means, 10%. Of your crops, of your income, of your gold, of your jewels, of everything. And I thought, if everybody just gave 10%, I mean, 10% is basically, around here, that's taxes, right? It's 8 3/4 or something. So 10%, presumably, is not going to change your life very much. But it will change the world if everybody, especially wealthy people, gave up 10% of whatever their income, or, and I'm talking about, you know, not taking tax right after, just 10%, it would change the world. And certainly if you're a millionaire, having $900,000 is probably not going to change your lifestyle very much. And you've just given away $100,000. If you're a billionaire, I mean, 10%. So that's my solution, that we don't have to, you know, I'm not trying to wipe out commerce. I'm not trying to overtax. And I'm just saying everybody gives 10%, no matter what. And it will change the world. And it will sort of make us feel that we're sort of more taking care of one another. Because, I mean, it's a horrifying problem. And it's not about socialism. I mean, 10% isn't socialism. 90% of your taxes is socialism. But the idea being that everybody, it's fair. And obviously it's not going to be a counter incentive, because everybody's going to give 10% no matter how much or how little. That's my solution. We don't need government for it. We don't need tax laws for it. We don't need incentives. Everybody gives 10%. I would do that. 855, I give actually more than that, but specific charities. 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Did you miss a show? No problem. Download the podcast right now at drjoy.com.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill, and I had high blood pressure, high blood sugar, poor vision, and I really wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess, pretty much.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract, and from within a few days, I started sleeping a lot better. My blood pressure normalized, my blood sugar normalized, and my sleep really did improve.
Experience these benefits and more when your body gets what it needs with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.